I like the line in this, "Your tears are my favorite part of you." It's called "Your Tears."
You look good, you sound smart. In the new models, they hide the heart. You walk tall by the spin, eyes are burning from the mess we're in. We pretend that things went fine. Once I thought your heart met mine. Now it seems we don't share much since an end came to the touch. Sad to say, but still so true. Your tears are my favorite part of you. It's so seldom I break through. Your tears are my favorite part of you. We got burned, we grew tough. There was never time enough. Gates locked tight, we went to war. Just one head and cellar door. Sad to say, but still so true. Your tears are my favorite part of you. It's so seldom I break through. Your tears are my favorite part of you. I want someone to help him. I can't stand these things I feel. No more death, we sank in sand. I hope you would understand. Sad to say, but still so true. Your tears are my favorite part of you. It's so seldom I break through. Your tears are my favorite part of you. Your tears are my favorite part of you.
This is called Airbrushed. It's new. John's heard it now maybe 3 or 4 times. Yeah, I guess it speaks for itself. I'm all about accumulation, living more lies in a zombie nation. It don't matter if it's right, we'll get stoked so high tonight. I'm all about the money god, my new face in this steroid bod. I live to buy and buy to live, only losers need to give. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some memory lingers on. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some memory lingers on. I'm all about the will to power. I'm paid to plunder by the hour. It's me or them, an easy choice. Horse today or that new Rolls Royce. I'm all about the hoard I've earned. Goods defined by what's returned. Strike that urge to rise above while we bow to our baser love. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some old wish lingers on. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some old wish lingers on. I'm all about the savage game for wealth and clout and global fame. Don't examine all the back, press and preen and sneak attack. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some fool dream lingers on. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some fool dream lingers on. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some fool dream lingers on. I'm airbrushed, the soul all gone. Still some fool dream lingers on.
I find myself writing a lot of songs about mortality these days. This is called The Long Plateau. This is how it happened. This is how it went. Whatever was intended, whatever course was meant. How can I remember the ways it all began? Yes, there was big laughter when they announced the plan. Stand down a long plateau where every breathing one must go. Stand down a long plateau where every breathing one must go. There was quite a struggle implement design. All the sudden breezes, none of it was mine. So much caged desire for conquest and for fame. Now it doesn't matter much the outcomes of the game. Walking down a long plateau where every breathing one must go. I'm walking down a long plateau where every breathing one must go. Feels so quiet, no more signs portend. I'm sitting with a candle, I'm waiting on the end. Yeah, this is how it happened. This is how it went. Whatever was intended was ever course was meant. Lying on a long plateau where every breathing one must go. Lying on a long plateau where every breathing one must go.
This is a first for you, Kito, as far as working with John in in the studio as a co-producer and as you're a two-man band, essentially, through the entirety of Design Flaw.
Yeah, John showed up a couple of times in recent records and played killer licks and walked away.
But John just didn't come out of nowhere. I am led to understand has some serious achievements in the world of rock and roll in his resume and has a studio. So before we get to talking about the studio, because I think that's a real interesting angle, how you have you know each other from a world beyond music.
Yeah, we know each other from a men's group that I kind of started 9 years ago. So we've had a pretty close, increasingly close, kind of intimate connection over many years, us both doing music in very separate ways until now.
Yeah, for me anyway, we were in this group together, and Keto does a record about every year. And then I'd be making records for other people, and being in this, it's a very intimate group. So I would be hearing about his records that he was making, and he'd be hearing about what I was doing. But we never chose to really work together till this year, you know. And part of it for me, now I'm speaking for me, is I was afraid of what it might do to the friendship. You know, I was like, and the group and everything. Like maybe it's just better if we, you know, keep it separate. But I don't know, just things kind of evolved over the last few. We finally got to a place where we were having lunch once, and we, you know, it originally started that we were, at least my understanding, I may have misunderstood it, we were talking about possibly doing a record with some of the people that had produced Keto before, but mm-hmm. me also being one of the producers. I thought that was it, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds kind of cool, kind of different. I'm open to that. And that was the original plan, was there were going to be several, you know.
Because the record before this one was double producers. And I remember last year when you were talking about that, Blackbirds?
The last one was Witness. Blackbirds was the one before
yeah.
that.
So in Witness, there was this really interesting dynamic of artist and producer and these two sort of different facets.
Mm-hmm.
Although it sounded really cohesive, it didn't sound like you were walking into Keto, a different universe, depending on who you were working with. So you were going to try to make it three producers instead of two initially.
Yeah, maybe. But it pretty quickly turned into this idea of us doing something together. And yeah, there were some trepidations, but it was so fun and so easy and so productive from the start. You know, it really was. So those questions for me anyway dissipated very quickly, but they were there.
I think both of us... Yeah, I've heard Keto's records and enjoyed all of them, especially the last like four or so. They just keep getting better and better. But to me, he hadn't done something really to the point of focusing on just him and the acoustic guitar as the center focus, a more stripped down thing where there's still drums and bass and other guitars, but where it's almost more... Can this translate to Keto by himself playing the songs and, I don't know, just some kind of a thing like of featuring him, but putting, to me, the analogy for me would be when Tom Petty did Full Moon Fever. And he just kind of, like, he did this record that was like, all these extra things were stripped away and it was just very to the point. And I had been wanting to do something like that with someone. And I think Keto reached a point where that was something he was interested in.
Yeah, it definitely, one of the, I thought, arguably valid criticisms of the records before this, particularly the last one for me was, but people in general have been saying, and I didn't really want to hear it or almost tuned it out, you know, that sometimes the production, as wonderful as it can be, drowns out the essence of what you do, which is vocal and lyrical. It's particularly, you know, and John was really clear about that and really clear that he wanted to do something along the lines of what he just described, mm-hmm. which was exactly what I wanted to do as well. So we were immediately and kind of in sync on a goal.
And so you were, the recording process was, you were layering because John is playing multiple instruments on almost on most of the tracks.
Yep.
Right.
Well, yeah, we would get basically my vocal and my guitar, and then add stuff.
Mm-hmm. If we go keto, this is for, by my count, this is number 11 as far as albums. It's probably more than 11.
It's more, but it's like, you know, sort of toting up ex-wives. You know, yeah. It's like.
But let's. But
I only had one.
Let's go back to the first one or two exes. How much of those that very early stuff? I'm imagining there might be a circle being completed here, and it was a very basic, you know, songwriter-driven sort of alone, not alone in a room, but it was spare.
Yep.
12 years ago, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come back on this circle.
Maybe. You know, but John adding a whole, I mean, John is more of a rocker than I am, but that actually influenced my writing and influenced how we chose to record things. And so it has more of that feel, you know, you sort of almost naturally gravitate towards the strength or the interest of your collaborator, especially when it's just the two of us. And that was one thing that's a little different from early on. John also has great strengths in terms of recording and comping vocals. You know, so not only were we focusing more on the vocals, but also we recorded everything with me playing the guitar, which was really important because if you take the guitar out of my hand, which we discovered early on, and I sort of knew, but it was really important for us to get this, I turned into a, I'm a singer, I have all this space, you know, and it doesn't serve the song often. And so we got that, you know, that was a necessity, which I've never done before, except in the first record I ever made, which is what you're speaking to, which was just all me kind of strumming and singing stuff many years ago.
Now, let's talk about this vocal, because when I put this, the record, the new one, Design Flaw, on for the first time, the song Hermit, which you came here a year ago and played in that simple, straight solo way, there is something that really struck me as different in the vocal. And it sounded like a slightly different voice for you that was coming out. How did that, happen?
I think some of that just happened for him, but it was also, I mean, he was finding different voices like, wow, this song has kind of a rock beat to it. And, but also the thing that Keto spoke to of like, wait a minute, let me hear you sing, play the guitar while you're singing. Let me hear what that sounds like.
Transformation now. sunshine.
Concern about how it would be for us to work together, and it, you know, for me it was just so easy, and we could talk, you know, and we would go do all sorts of different things in the course of a session. We would get down about what's going on in our lives, you know, have our little men's group, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, and then we would laugh a lot, and then we would, were really easy to get to agreement, you know, we've really never had any significant headbutting.
Now, as far as where your writing has been going or where it goes from here, I mean, you're notoriously prolific. You know, it feels like you have never shown up here without at least two songs that no one's ever heard. And it seems that is the next project coming into focus?
He's already got it written pretty much.
So since we started this, I mean, this is maybe an embarrassment of riches, although many of them aren't all that rich. I've written 44 songs, you know, and so there may be 12 that I think are worth pursuing. And we're talking about doing another one. Mm-hmm.
And that is Keto Peters and John Kurtzweg in our own Studio A. We also heard one song recorded last year in our own Studio C. Ramon Garcia engineered Studio A sessions. Yours truly engineered the Studio C session. And as we were seeing right here, it's not over because there's still another song that he brought. And before we go, just want to remind you, Keto, K-I-T-O, Peters.com is where you can keep up with him. Also, John Kurtzweg, Kurtzweg, K-U-R-Z-W-E-G. He's got a record on the way as well. We will let you know when they are playing out. JohnKurtzweg.com, KetoPeters.com. But let's give you one more taste of the live performance.
Okay. Yeah? I read a book called 24/7. It's all about the attempt to eliminate sleep, because sleep gets in the way of, you know, what matters in life, which is work and consumption. Kind of struck me. Yeah, let's get rid of sleep. It's one of the final barriers to accumulation, to refer to the title of a line in an earlier song. So here it is, 24/7.
I'm a cipher all plugged in. Once I boot up, my days begin. I got no use for the bleeding sphere. My world is web, no hard times here. I support my favorite brands. Hip commerce conquers foreign lands. And I dig porn, so what's your beef? When real flesh only brings us grief. 24/7 slave in Spain. Laptops humming without end. I'm alone, but I'm never bored. Self-inquiry I can't afford. The big fish maybe see what's best. When I can surf, I feel so blessed. I hear they're trying to vanquish sleep. The only time we still sink deep. Cause you don't buy in an offline freeze. And you can't work while the gravity's 24/7 slave and spin. Laptops humming without end. earth heats up, still the prophets rise. I scroll and click while an old world dies, and all I need lives in a box that every day one switch on. 24/7 slave and spin, laptops humming without end. 24/7 slave and spin, laptops humming. Without.